and build it up from the ground. When some of us make money, we forget about our people. Forget about our honeys. Forget about our honeys.
We need to do a lot of self-reflecting, a lot of self-examining, and it needs to be very honest and very courageous. Not always easy. So that means hard work of that. And that means we'll have to start expending a little less energy looking at and pointing at others so we can spend more energy looking at ourselves as we examine, shine that spotlight on our own souls, on our own minds, our own attitudes, our own dispositions. Historically, as the people take those kinds of steps, they stop just blaming the leaders for the ills of the nation. And they begin to look at the role they played. For example, Adolf Hitler never would have made it as far as he did, if he hadn't had so many people from amongst the people supporting him, voting for him, making sure that he got where he wanted. I think it's so interesting that during his campaign, one of the statements he made was, he said that what's going on now is evidence of the move of the Holy Spirit. And look what the Holy Spirit had him do in the end. This is a move of the Holy Spirit. And we, as we the people, are so unwilling so often to change our own views, because that might bring us to a point where we have to admit, well, you know what, I was wrong. And so often it's so difficult for us to say I was wrong, even to ourselves, much less to other people. Historically speaking, have we had any situations where the people began to look at themselves and begin to say, hey, wait a minute, hold up. We're just as responsible because we put that person there, we put those people there, and began to effect a positive change? Or typically, do people just continue to go just as they've been going? They maintain their positions. They dig in. They continue to perpetuate the very problems that they complain about, and nothing gets changed.
That's a great, great question. Let's remember a couple things. Our understanding of democracy has only been around since the 1770s. So this regime that we have in the United States that throughout 40% of the world's population is still relatively new. We had direct democracies in ancient Athens, ancient Sparta, at times classical republicanism in Rome. But this understanding of the people controlling government is pretty infantile in understanding regimes and political philosophy and government. For the most part, people react to policies and judge and react to the regime that's in power, and they don't self-reflect until after a change has occurred. So rather than self-reflecting, they want to blame the government, and in extreme situations, they revolt or cause a different type of regime to manifest itself, like the French Revolution occurred. So, and then what happens is once that new regime gets there, or something drastic or a crisis happens, then the people start reflecting on it, at least in a national sense, if not in a personal sense. This is what happened after 9/11 in the United States. We nationally reflected, but we didn't individually reflect much. I did after that moment. I know a lot of my friends did, because we were like, wow, what a terrible event. You know, how are we living our lives? Like, we need to be prepared for worst case situations. But a lot of people, if they do that, it's after 10 or 15 days, 20 days, and then you stop, and it goes back to politics as usual, to living as usual. So it's rare for us to self-reflect and make those changes and not react towards the government. But that's what we need. That's what we ought to be doing, is fixing ourselves. And then government will naturally, very slowly, correct its course and adapt to our morality and virtue as well.
So the good news is, as long as we are willing to fearlessly, very brutally if necessary, examine ourselves and make the changes that we need, over time, we can influence the leadership so that we begin to see more of the kind of America or other country, wherever the people might be, that we want to be living in.
That's right. And even if I can't make a big difference in politics, I can always change the outcome of this country by constantly challenging my mind and thinking about how I can correct my faults in my soul.